Our reflections this morning comes from God's word found in St. Luke's Gospel chapter 13 verses 1 to 9. This is how it reads. Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will perish." Or those 18 who died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." We often say time is everything. What seems quite true also is that we are in changing times, that the only constant we say is change. So we have to contend with two realities. First, we see the realities of change. Things all around us are changing with amazing speed. We feel the impact of globalization. We see the digital revolution. There is the changing balance of economic and political power. Some of these changes cause us grief and much anxiety. For example, global poverty, wars, ethnic conflict, disease, ecological crisis, and climate change. Alongside these, there are things such as abortion, incest, same-sex unions, family breakup, abuse and murder of women and children, among other undesirable developments. The second reality that we have to face is what we call the unchanged realities. As the world is moving at this great speed, virtually reinventing itself at an accelerated pace, some things remain the same. These things constitute the basis for the ministry of the church today. Firstly, human beings are lost. As the Bible says, this is mankind's predicament, his greatest predicament. We stand under the judgment of a just God in our sin and rebellion. We are lost without Christ, and we are without hope. The second unchanged reality, that the gospel of Jesus Christ is good news. This gospel has no need for fresh ideas. The need is for fresh telling. The unchanged story of what God has done to save the world through Jesus Christ. The historical events of the life, death, resurrection, and reign of Christ. The third unchanged reality is that the mission of the church continues. God's mission to the ends of the earth, to the end of the world, or the age. One day, ultimately, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. Until then, the church's participation in God's mission continues with urgency and exciting opportunities in all generations. It is against this background of unchanged realities in changing times that the message of our Lord Jesus comes to point us to the critical factors involved. Our text, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9, sets out for us the primary considerations as it relates to how we live our lives in the eyes of Almighty God. Our text gives us two lessons to ponder. Both lessons point to the serious matter of repentance. Now, repentance is fundamentally about change. Firstly, there is the matter we could call a political disaster. a political leader, Pilate, carrying out some atrocities against a group of persons in his jurisdiction. Jesus was not there when the terrible event took place. Others told him about what happened, and he gave his judgment in the matter. Pilate, it is said, was a mortal enemy of Herod. The persons who were killed properly belonged to the jurisdiction of Herod. These persons were said to be a very unruly group. They had come to Jerusalem to present their offerings to God. However, their coming gave opportunity to Pilate to vent his anger and wrath against his political opponent, Herod. Pilate contrived the murder of over 3,000 Jewish worshippers. In the words of the text, he mixed their blood with their sacrifices, Luke 13, verse 1. These persons died unexpectedly, unprepared. 3,000 persons all at once. Some persons have said that that number has been already exceeded in Jamaica in the ongoing conflict between our two major political parties over the years. Jesus' comment on this situation assured his listeners that, one, the persons who were killed were no worse persons than those who had lived to tell the story. Secondly, their killing was a wake-up call for the rest of persons. They were in danger. They would suffer a similar fate unless they moved from recounting the incident to repenting. That is a fundamental change in their belief and behavior. They needed to do something to change their lives before it was too late. Jesus cited another event, what may be termed a natural disaster. A tower that was being built had come crashing down, killing 18 persons, quite unexpectedly. Again, Jesus challenged his listeners. If their perception was that those 18 persons had died because they were more sinful than others in their community, that perception was false. Again, he indicated that these persons, still living, needed to take action. Those who had died were no worse than those who were alive. This was their wake-up call. Unless they were prepared to change, repent, they would suffer a similar fate. Very often, when we hear about misfortunes befalling others, some of us feel that those persons were especially wicked and deserving. However, Jesus, in a further explanation, told them that some persons were on what we call borrowed time. It is the patience and grace of God that persons are spared. That all needed to change, to repent, to turn around, to start heading in the opposite direction as a way of both of believing and behaving. History shows that these persons, though warned by Jesus, ending up being killed, thousands of them, in the wars between the Jews and the Romans. But they were warned. When God says something, he means it. Hear Jesus again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Make the change this morning. Time is of the essence. God bless you.